the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Feed the Noise podcast. It was a lucrative hump day edition on the pod across myriad sports as we nailed Northern Illinois on the money line. Thank you, place kicker, who was overly exuberant and sprinting all over the field. Joyous victory for getting us over the top there. We hit every single NBA player prop out there, and the Buffalo Bulls stampeded their way back in the game in Ann Arbor against Michigan after they were buried by a 20-plus point deficit in the first half to get us the cover on the 15.5. So let's keep the good times rolling, my friend. We got Miami. We got Baltimore tonight in South Florida. The line on this game, Baltimore laying 7.5 with a total of 46.5. So Lundy, put on your swami hat, gaze into the crystal ball, and pull out a prediction that you see clearly in the very near future.
Well, you know, I don't see anything really clearly in the morning because you and I record this before I've had my third cup of coffee. You know, you got to understand there's some pacing that needs to take place if you expect me to have 20/20 vision. I'll tell you what, I would really like this a lot better at 6.5 than I do at 7.5. However, I'm going to sneak this one just over both of the totals. Give me Baltimore 28, Miami 20. I think with Brisket Boy, with Jacoby Brissett, Brisket, that they will that they can still move the ball against this Baltimore secondary. However, right now, Lamar Jackson, let's say this. You know what always travels, Brad? A good running game.
Yes.
So I think it doesn't matter whether this thing is in Baltimore, whether it is in South Beach. It doesn't matter. That rushing game of Baltimore continues, and those legs of Lamar Jackson will get it done. So I'll say 28-20. So Baltimore covers and just sneaks into the over.
Oh, you know what also tastes delicious, Lundy? Burn-ins. And now I'm thinking about that when you brought up the old brisket.
So good.
Oh, it's the best.
So
just good. Melts in your mouth. A nice little bark, the char. Oh, that's food for the soul right there. You know what? I'm going to go with Baltimore 27, Miami 17. So I'm not scared of yar, me mateys, old Captain Hook here. I think the Ravens are going to win this thing going away. And as a result, I think the under will also prevail here. Though this Baltimore Ravens defense is very suspect right now, down some key bodies across the board, so they can be taken advantage of. But Jacoby Brissett is just vanilla, just ho-hum. And I don't think he's going to be able to move the ball with enough consistency to justify the over here on the 46.5. All right, with that, let's get to it here on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's get in some of our favorite player props here in this contest between the Baltimore Ravens and Miami Dolphins. And let's feed the fish. And Mike Gesicki, I'm going to take the over on 54.5 receiving yards, minus 111 at BetMGM. You look at Gesicki this season. You know, a guy that hasn't really consistently found the end zone, but he has been putting up solid receptions and yards per game numbers on a weekly basis, has become the apple of not only Tua Tagovailoa's eye, but also Jacoby Brissett. And Brissett typically zeroes in on two guys. It's him and it's Jalen Waddle. And I think he will be a centerpiece in this offensive game plan tonight. Why? The Baltimore Ravens allowed the second most fantasy points to the tight end position. And you break it down at a granular level, they've given up 6.5 receptions per game and 74.4 yards per game just to plus size targets. So Gesicki probably on, I want to say, 4 or 5 catches. That's why I'm staying away from the 4.5 receptions prop on him. Sneaks barely over this. I think he's going to hug the 60 line when it's all said and done. So fade or follow the pride of Penn State, Mike Gesicki, over 54.5 receiving yards, minus 111 at BetMGM.
Oh, you turned into some raisins here this morning. Dude, he's going to crush this number. This is my favorite prop of the night.
Really?
I'm telling you, dude.
Really?
I think he beats this by 10 yards.
All right.
I think he is at 65 plus by the time this game is over. I really like Gesicki in this matchup. Again, we talked about what we think Baltimore can do in terms of winning, but I think there is an opportunity for him to absolutely obliterate this number, dude. This is my favorite prop of the night. I'm all over Gesicki. I know that we talked about him on yesterday's pod for an anytime touchdown. I'm on that one. I think this is a Gesicki type of game, and this is absolutely my favorite. So I think he gets past this number, and I think he gets to 65, and we are comfortably cashing our ticket.
Oh, Lundy with the gargantuan huevos on Gesicki.
Number four.
All right, let's go to a one-play payday. Your check is in the mail, Jeff Ratcliffe. And check out The Rant, part of the Sawdust Podcast Network, his podcast that he does on a nearly daily basis. He came up with that catchphrase, and it certainly applies to this wager. Give me the over, 9.5. That's it, 9.5 receiving yards for Devonta Freeman. Though he's crusty, though he is elderly by running back years, though he's a guy that I thought had played his last snap in the NFL when he was cut earlier this season. But no, he's back, and he's averaging over 5.5 yards per carry, Lundy, with the Baltimore Ravens. But we just need one catch to cash in on this prop. And you look at what Freeman has done. He has run at least 14 routes in three of his last four games. He's gone over this total in two of his last four. And Miami has given up 5.2 receptions per game and 38.8 yards per game to pass catching backs. 13 dudes have gone for at least 10 yards through the air against this defense. Some of the short field, hopefully on a dump ball pass from Lamar or maybe a design screen. Freeman gets that one catch or maybe a second catch to get into double figures. So, fade or follow, Devonta Freeman over 9.5 receiving yards. Pull this one from DraftKings at -120.
Like this one, like the matchup that it aligns for him to do it. And like you said, it only takes a couple of catches for him to get over this number. And dude, if you're calling him old, what does that make you and I? Dude's only 29.
In running back years, he's like an AARP member.
Oh my goodness. You're already throwing him into the same bag as like Frank Gore?
And Adrian Peterson, sure. Frank Gore is stepping in the ring and fighting Garen Williams. Undercard of one of the Paul brothers fights upcoming.
To me, this is an easy follow. I'm just, I'm sitting back here going, okay, if he's considered old, I shouldn't even be here. I should already be already be dust in the wind, sprinkled somewhere at my favorite location here in as I travel the country. I like that, like my family walking around with me in an urn, if you're going to talk about it like that. Damn. 9.5 yards, he can do this. I think he's good for a dozen.
You're my boy, Blue. Come on, Devonta, cash in on the over 9.5.
Number three.
All right, sticking with the Ravens, Steve. Let's go to Hollywood, Marquise Brown, a player that playfully, I said, lived in downtown Yuma last season because he just underachieved, and he was a king of inconsistency last year. This year, a king of consistency, because all he does is cash on the over on his receiving yards prop. And I'm taking it again on the 60.5 line, -110 at FanDuel. If you shop around at some of the other books, it's a good 2 to 3 yard discount that FanDuel is offering. So it's a really soft line. I admittedly got it at 56.5 at DraftKings when it opened, because the books and the algorithms are simply not getting it right. Now, Brown lines up primarily outside, but he also plays a little action in the slot at 20.6% of the time. And all those slot opportunities, I think he could explode from some chunk gains down the field, because Nick Needham has given up a 73.8 catch rate to his assignments. Hell, Xavien Howard, who he's going to see when he does line up outside, has surrendered a 105.8 passer rating to his assignments. Brown has been over this in 6 of 8 games. He's averaging 8.6 targets per contest. He's number 6 in total air yards. He's got a top 15 ADOT, which stands for average depth of target, at 14.99. So pull it all together, and I think it could be a splendid night under the lights for Hollywood Brown. So will he shine in the limelight in your estimation, Lundy? Fade or follow Hollywood over 60.5 receiving yards, -110 at FanDuel.
I think he finishes right in the low 60s. So, yeah, I like that you got this at the 56.5 when it first populated. The fact you can still get it at 60.5, I feel comfortable with. If it starts to creep up at all between now and kickoff, so depending upon when you're listening to the pod, I may stay away because I don't know that he's going to get up to the, you know, 75 or 80 mark, but I do think he can get up over this one. His longest reception prop, by the way, is, it's so tempting. It's so tempting at 24.5.
Yeah.
But because he's done it, he's gone over that total at 24.5. He's done it in 6 out of 8 games this season where he's had a longest catch that's above that. But in this one, that one I'm not quite getting seduced by yet. Let's see if the hashtag Tequila Thursday kicks in and I get get enveloped into that one. But I'll take the over on the 60.5. Like I said, liked it better at 56.5, obviously, when you've got that kind of buffer. But I still think he can get past this number.
Guaranteed, once the love juice kicks in, you're going to fire a ticket before kickoff on that.
Oh, that's what I'm throwing down, like live bets that make no sense. I'm doing like cross sport parlays,
yeah,
and I'm accidentally on the Russian ping pong page, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, regardless, Tail Hollywood Brown. Stay tuned for our top picks on Thursday Night Football, plus a smorgasbord of other sports betting goodness in bonus time.
Number 2.
All right, let's get back to the TNF matchup between the Ravens and the Fins, and let's focus on the Miami side of things. And give me the under on Jalen Waddle, 21.5 yards for his longest catch, -115 at DraftKings. This one simply does not make any sense that this number is above 20, Lundy, because he has gone over 21.5 yards on a single grab one time. Once all season long. You know, you look at Jalen Waddle, he typically operates in the short field. You know, a guy that has a low ADOT, a low YPT. And now with Jacoby Brissett, expected to start, it's going to be a lot of dink and dunk in the short to intermediate field. So unless he slips out of an arm tackle and sprints upfield, and then, you know, the other defender, the safety or the linebacker doesn't track him down in time, we're cashing a ticket on this one because I just do not see it based on the trend. And I realize that this Baltimore Ravens secondary has got some injuries or undermanned overall, but I'm going to play the trend of what he's been doing all season long, which is under, and under again on this prop. Are you going to tail me on this one? Jalen Waddle, under 21.5 yards, longest catch, -115 at DraftKings.
Oh, yeah, jumped on this one the moment that we saw it populate, in part because you said he's only done it once. Folks, when he did it, it was week 1 against the Patriots. So not only has he only done it once this season, he hasn't done it since opening weekend. So it has been 8 games since he went over this total. So you got to follow the trend on this one. I know that there, you know, we talked about the fact that there are, you know, this Baltimore secondary is a little bit susceptible, but you got to follow the trend on this one. A lot of times Brad and I look for those overs when we're talking about the longest reception, but Brad's right. This one doesn't make sense.
No, doesn't at all. Definitely lay some wood on that under with Waddle.
Number 1.
All right, last but certainly not least, let's talk about the man of the moment and the guy who's definitely going to be cast in the spotlight. That is Lamar Jackson. Will there be a lot of action on the ground for him tonight? Hell yes, I say so. Give me the over on 63.5 rush yards. Now, I got this when it opened at 62.5, and I had to do a double take because, what, he had like 20 attempts last week, over 120 yards on the ground against the Minnesota Vikings. I thought the line, honestly, Lundy, was going to be in the low to mid 70s. So the fact that it came in a full 10 to 15 yards below that shocked me. It really did. And I think he's going to sprint and race past this number in the second consecutive week. Look, he has run for at least 12 attempts in a game in 3 of his last 4. Early bonus time. Also love the over on 9.5 rush attempts. You can get it at DraftKings at -105. You know, synergize, correlate, bring it all together with Lamar Jackson and his ground performance. Now, you look at Miami, the high watermark on the ground by a quarterback against him this season was from Josh Allen a couple of games ago. He had a double nickel he hung on him in that category, but only ran it 8 times. Miami has struggled at times in the trenches. They have given up 4.28 yards per carry to running backs, and their pressure rate not the highest. They're number 21 in that category, according to Pro Football Focus. But Lamar has just been unstoppable. He's been more confident running the football after that lull he had earlier in the season. And I think he's north of 70 yet again on the ground. So fade or follow, Lamar Jackson over 63.5 rush yards, -111 at BetMGM.
Oh, this is another one I'm all over. Your first prop bet in terms of Gesicki, followed by this one. These are my two favorites for the Thursday night game tonight. I am absolutely on the over with this one because, look, you just talked about it. No quarterback has done this to the Dolphins. But guess what? No quarterback is Lamar Jackson.
Exactly.
So sometimes – like when we're talking about some of these stats with tight ends and some of these matchups, like you start to piece everything together that they faced, especially now that we're in week 10, and you can go, okay, there's kind of a pattern here going up against that particular position. But when we're talking about a running quarterback, even though the Dolphins have taken on Josh Allen, even though, they have faced off with a guy like that can run the ball, Lamar Jackson is just in a different – he exists in a different plane, people. And the Dolphins have not faced that yet. I think he gets up over this number. We have steadily watched it creep up since it was originally released. So it wouldn't even surprise me, Brad, if this thing isn't 64 or 65 by kickoff, just because I think this thing keeps creeping up as people jump on the over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Should be a big night for possibly an MVP candidate of the Baltimore Ravens. With that, let's get to some bonus time, Lundy. Not only we got Thursday Night Football, but there's a ton of other action across the world of sports. What do you got for me?
I'll give you a college football and an NHL. Doing pretty well on our hockey picks here over the course of the last week or so here on the pod as well as on the television show. So make sure that you're tracking us here and following us on Twitter, because sometimes we throw some picks out there outside of the pod. From a college football standpoint, I'm going to take Pittsburgh tonight against North Carolina to be able to cover a little Thursday night football. This is a fun matchup that's going to be on ESPN, by the way. And it starts at 7:30 Eastern. So prior to the Thursday night football action, folks, if you want to see some pretty good college football, make sure you dial that up and enjoy the first part of that game before maybe you go over to the Baltimore-Miami, because I really like this matchup. But I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to go ahead and lay the points because I think that they can take care of business, and I think the fact that they're at home is actually going to be part of the advantage for them. Then on the ice, Calgary and Montreal. This is one of those, don't overthink it, okay? Just take the Calgary Flames on the money line. Yes, I know it's been juiced up to -140, but do it anyway. Montreal, 3-10-1 to start off the season, and they have a -20 goal differential, folks. Calgary should be able to handle things, even though they are on the road. Calgary starting the season 7-3-1, but that includes a 5-1 mark on the road. So I will take the Flames on the money line, and I will take Pitt, and I'll lay the points.
I like it. Getting back to the Thursday night football game, no prop up yet at tape time of the pod this morning, but watch out for whatever the receptions prop is on Rashad Bateman, whose role is steadily growing within this wide receiver unit of the Baltimore Ravens. He has run 19, 23, and 31 routes over the last three games. Again, ramping up his workload, 6, 6, and 8 targets over that stretch, 4, 3, and 5 receptions. If the line is at 3.5 catches, I'm jumping all over the over on Rashad Bateman. So again, be on the lookout for that. Let's go to the world of college basketball, shall we? And I am going to fire off a ticket on the San Francisco Dons, Lundy, taking on Prairie View A&M. I'm going to lay the 17.5, pulled this one at FanDuel earlier today. You look at what the Dons did in their first game against LIU, 98-65, just absolutely destroyed them. LIU number 265 in KenPom. And you look at Prairie View A&M, they're in the 220s, according to Ken Pomeroy's ratings. They lost by 19 to a very good St. Mary's team on the road in their opener. Now, the Dons, shockingly, are number 29 right now in KenPom, and that also bakes in, future potential gains into that formula, and he cranks it out. They got a couple of ballers, most notably Khalil Shabazz, with 4 seniors in the starting lineup, plenty of depth on the roster. I think they cover, again, the 17.5 against Prairie View A&M. And let's work in another NBA player prop. It's a light slate tonight, but I love this one. Eric Bledsoe of the LA Clippers over 1.5 steals at plus 185, Lundy. He has done this in 7 of 10 games this season. He draws a Miami Heat, who rank middle of the pack in turnovers per game. So, Bledsoe, I just need 2 swipes. Hopefully he's a kleptomaniac tonight, and at plus 185, it's impossible not to get seduced by that juice. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media, at Nate Lundy. Check me out there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. Fading or following us and just being entertained, it really helps us out tremendously. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.